It's rare to hear good news when it comes to the endangered species list, but today, federal scientists announced one species common to Alaska deserves to be taken off the list. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
While stellar sea lions in the western part of the state are seeing their population dwindle, those in eastern Alaska are experiencing a boom. In the past 15 years, the number of eastern stellar sea lions has doubled up to 70,000 animals, and now federal biologists want to take the animal off the endangered species list. Nearly 2,000 species have been placed on that list since it was created. If the eastern stellar sea lion is removed from it, it will be only the second animal to have achieved recovery status. The sea lion population was nearly wiped out in the early half of the 20th century by people who believed the animals were competing with commercial fishermen for food. The practice of shooting the sea lions was banned in the 1970s, and the population started to rebound shortly thereafter. Conservationists are happy with the news. John Warrenchuk is a scientist with Oceana.
I mean, this is a conservation success story. You know, as when we stopped shooting them indiscriminately and ended things like bounties and predator control programs, they recovered.
But while the eastern stock of stellar sea lions may be in good shape, the western stock is still threatened. Dana Seegers works in the Protected Resources Division of the National Marine Fisheries Service, and he says that the eastern population's recovery can't easily be replicated. It was clear that the eastern population was declining because the sea lions were being shot, but there's no definitive agreement on what's causing the western stock to shrink. Nutritional stress, competition with commercial fisheries, and whale predation have all been listed as potential reasons for their decline. Seegers adds that it's not enough to just be satisfied with the recovery of the eastern stellar sea lion, since the two stocks are so different.
The genetics of the two really are quite dissimilar and do show very distinct individual characteristics in the DNA. So, you know, you couldn't look at them and tell them apart, but genetically you can.
NIMS now has 1 year to decide whether to remove the eastern stellar sea lion from the endangered species list. If it is delisted, the stock will still be regulated and monitored under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And on Alaska, I'm Alexandra.